You're listening to Radio MD. What's good and good for you? Why, Family Food Kitchen, of course. Here they are, Ellen Briggs and Carolina Jantak.
I remember when my mother had my older sister, they just trotted off to the doctor because she wanted their thyroids checked. And boy, I just didn't get it. I'd like, what's the big deal about getting your thyroid check? It's just a little organ in your neck. You know, I just didn't get it. But here to explain why she was really onto something is our guest, Dr. Nicholas Hedberg. He's the author of The Complete Thyroid Health and Diet Guide. Just write that down, The Complete Thyroid Health and Diet Guide, because by the time we're finished talking with him, you're going to want to go get it. Thanks for being in our Family Food Kitchen today, Dr. Nick. That's what his patients call him, so I'm calling Dr. Nick. Please explain, why were you so compelled to write about your thyroid?
Well, you know, when I started practicing, I started seeing a lot of patients taking thyroid hormone, and it really wasn't helping. And then when I was out lecturing in the community on various health topics, one of the things I noticed is that every time I gave a thyroid lecture, it was always standing room only. It was always a packed house. It was just such a big topic. So many people were suffering from thyroid problems, and the conventional treatment was failing them, so there was just a huge interest. And so it was just a matter of seeing a lot of it and just seeing the real interest in it in the public, who just wasn't getting answers.
Well, tell me, how do you know that you have a thyroid problem? You said you had a room full, overflowing of people who knew. How did they know they had thyroid problems?
So some of them were diagnosed with hypothyroidism already. They were taking medication, but it wasn't helping. And then a lot of people identify with some of the most common symptoms of hypothyroidism, which are mainly fatigue, weight gain with an inability to lose weight, constipation, cold hands and feet, hair loss, depression, all kinds of metabolic problems where the body just can't make energy, and those are really the main consequences of not being able to make energy.
Well, that's a really long list of symptoms that are attached to just that one organ, just the thyroid. So I guess it would be helpful if we explain, is thyroid's function directly related to all of those different functions you just mentioned as symptoms?
Right, because basically what the thyroid does is it produces a hormone that controls metabolism. So if you were wondering, you know, what happens to the food that you eat, you know, where is the energy made from the protein, carbohydrates, and fats? All of that is regulated by thyroid hormone. So any symptoms that we would see related to a sluggish metabolism or an inability to burn and make energy from the food that you eat, we can tie those in with low thyroid. So fatigue, the weight gain, you can't burn fat, constipation, the thyroid hormone really drives the movement of food through the intestine, so that would become sluggish. Skin, hair, and nails, those are all made from protein and various vitamins and minerals. Depression, we can tie that in with serotonin metabolism, et cetera, et cetera. So, yeah, a lot to tie in there, and a lot of those symptoms can overlap with other health issues, but those are very, very common symptoms.
Boy, it sounds like everybody needs some help with their thyroids, but I want to ask this part of the question. I have a very slow metabolism, but I don't have a thyroid problem, so maybe, I mean, my body functions well. I have lots of energy. I feed it right. But my metabolism does not burn a lot. Where you've got the other people who just, their metabolisms are like furnaces that are in blaze all the time. So what is the distinction between having just an innate slow metabolism and having a thyroid problem?
The first thing is, you know, how does one truly know if they don't have a thyroid problem? So according to conventional laboratory diagnosis, that's actually going to miss, you know, quite a number of what we will call subclinical hypothyroidism, where it's not very apparent on lab tests that the patient is hypothyroid, but they might be subclinical, and that can actually create, you know, the issues that you're talking about, even though it doesn't show up. Now, there are a number of factors that can cause subclinical hypothyroidism, as well as a sluggish metabolism, and that's you know, a huge list: insulin resistance, various deficiencies and different vitamins and minerals. Some people are not really eating exactly the way they should for their particular somatotype. We also have to look at adrenal function, et cetera, et cetera. So there are other systems we have to look at that could be creating that sluggish metabolism. And then we also have to look at, is it, you know, a true subclinical hypothyroidism that's just been missed?
So I seem to hear a lot about thyroid from people, maybe when they start reaching their 40s, their late 40s and their early 50s. Is that usually when we start seeing some thyroid dysfunction, or is that just when people start looking for problems in their thyroid?
Right. I mean, so the older, you know, people get, the more susceptible they are to hypothyroidism. And we can trace that back to a number of things. Just the TSH, the thyroid stimulating hormone, we know that that's just going to be higher in the elderly by default as people age. Mm. And we can tie that into, you know, a loss of lean body mass as people get older. So the loss of lean muscle mass and a shift in the body composition will begin to affect metabolism. Also, people are more prone to different vitamin and mineral deficiencies as they get older. So those building blocks for thyroid hormone may not be there. The stress of marriage, kids, and things like that, that starts to catch up with people once they get into their 40s and 50s. So, I mean, everyone's going to be different, but you just have to look at all those factors that can tie in with low thyroid function.
You know, it's very complicated, obviously. Again, I think I just want to remind listeners that the body does not work in isolation. You know, the thyroid is not just doing its thing and not affecting everything else. There are a lot of, I mean, it's an intricate system that our body is engaged in, and the thyroid is just seems to be the pinpoint one. Just a summary again, because weight is such an issue, and often people respond to, oh, maybe I better have my thyroid check because it could help my weight. Could you summarize what that relationship, please?
Right. So if the thyroid is sluggish, then the ability to burn fat, amino acids, and carbohydrates is going to be compromised. So it will be more difficult to lose weight. Now, as someone gains weight, they produce more estrogen. And the higher your estrogen levels get, the lower your thyroid function, because estrogen inhibits thyroid hormone activity. And then as you gain weight, you become more insulin resistant and inflamed. And insulin resistance and inflammation will both have a negative effect on thyroid function. And then the other thing that we've learned a lot about recently is leptin, which is a hormone that can increase with insulin resistance and weight gain. And that's also another clue and a factor in negatively affecting thyroid function. So those are a lot of the main factors that tie in with hypothyroidism and weight.
Very good information. I'm sure a lot of people listening to us today have identified themselves in one way or another, or know. So I want to make sure I send them to the right place for more information, and that is to your website, dr.com, and look for his book, The Complete Thyroid Health and Diet Guide. Remember, you can always listen to us on RadioMD.com.